Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now back to the Men's College World Series special, live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, Here for a Reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Connor Happer and Robbie Lula out here at the Omaha Baseball Village, housing some food from our good friends at the Flight Deck in between the break there. Got a Cuban, got a pulled pork sandwich. We're doing okay out here.
Yeah, got some french fries in there as well.
Yeah.
Got the whole thing. Thing going.
I will not be using the ketchup.
No, I'm not.
Good on you.
Listen,
I love how this is going today.
I don't dislike ketchup, but I don't need it.
No ketchup. I don't need the ketchup.
Honestly,
Mitch is over here just trying to shoehorn in Royals takes, which I appreciate. This day is going excellent so far.
Honestly, if I feel the need to use ketchup on a french fry, there's something wrong with the french fry. That's what I've decided.
I'm not going to go with ketchup.
As a human being.
In any way, shape, or form.
Now, I will do a little ranch dip. I will dip a fry in some ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
There's no issues with
there's
that.
There's very few things I won't dip in ranch.
I like, I appreciate what Mitch had to say there about the offensive line and the sort of worry. I think
I'm concerned about the group.
If you buy what they were sort of selling in the spring, which was how many times did we hear this pretty constantly, right? I like the way they're firing off the ball. I like the way they're doing things up there. The fact of the matter is, if you're looking at this from a standpoint of personnel, you lose Cam Jurgens, and that's a really big deal. I know he was sort of like
a polarizing player, but in terms of talent and
yes,
in terms of skill on that offensive line, he was the best offensive lineman they had.
And I mean,
and Willie was second, right?
I don't really understand the polarization with Jurgens because he was pretty consistent.
Honestly,
all of last year.
By last year, the snap issue was mostly solved.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I was over the fact where I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it's not something
probably
that was
four or five games into last year.
It was
year.
Not something that was on my mind a lot.
No doubt.
My issue. And
Newilly was consistent, back to your point.
He was the second best lineman, I thought, consistently over the course of the season.
And then you add in the Prohaska factor, which he was really good for Nebraska for literally one game, and I think he's now going to come back as a guy
at some
who they're
point,
really going to depend on.
But how, I mean, we've seen guys with ACLs before. Sometimes that's a longer recovery than you're cleared to play. How many times do we see a guy that's cleared to play and isn't himself for another 2, 3, 4, 6 months after he's cleared to play?
So there's some major questions.
Well, and there's also the fact there that they were very specific. I kind of go into what Mitch said about their comments. They were really hammering that. They're really firing off the ball. Guess what? There's a lot to offensive line play after that.
Yep.
There's a lot of things after that that were not addressed.
I will admit that, like, it's good to hear.
Sure.
That they're,
you would love to see guys firing off the ball well. That is a good start.
And I will say that I bought a little bit of what they were selling because I do think the way they played offensive line was not a match for how they wanted to play offense over the last couple of years. And that's not anybody's fault but Scott Frost, right?
Yes, 100%.
You should have figured that out long before it got to the point that it did last year, where those two were just not on the same page whatsoever.
Totally agree.
Now, you've addressed the issue by bringing in a new coach. That coach is totally unproven. And
100%.
So not only do you have a group that is really interesting from the perspective of personnel, given that you lost your second-round draft pick center, the second-best center in the draft from this past year, behind Tyler Lindebaum, the award winner. And personnel-wise, who knows who slots in where. You're dealing with an injury from your starter at left tackle or the presumed starter at left tackle. When's he coming back and at what strength is he at is a big deal. So all the personnel stuff. And then the coach. You don't know anything about Donovan Wright.
No, nothing about the coach.
A.K.A. Donnie.
And here's the other problem. You mentioned the incongruity between Scott Frost and Greg Austin last year with the offensive line play and style versus the offensive style and play. So now you've got a new offensive line coach, a new offensive coordinator, who you would hope are on the same page, but aren't necessarily, because they've never worked together
before. Doesn't automatically fix the problem.
Because they've never worked together before.
Correct.
You don't know. Plus, you've got this other thing hanging out there, which we still don't totally know how involved Scott Frost is on the offense. Because you're going to
That's the bigger question.
You're going to have a hard time. Yeah, I can give an assumption of a world where Mark Whipple can get on the same page with our boy Donnie, right?
Donnie.
But, which, Donnie's a great offensive name.
Fantastic.
Line name coach, yeah. Right? But if Scott Frost still has his fingers in that pie, then you run the exact same risk that you had last year where nothing matches up.
That's ultimately the question lording over this entire season for me. I mean, it's like...
And how involved is Scott Frost? Isn't that horrifying of your head coach?
Yes.
Where ask almost anyone, right? Their definition of this season being successful is Frost being as least involved as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that horrifying to think about?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure everybody
It is.
Because I haven't heard very many people put it in those terms. But really, your hope of success for this season is pinned on the fact that your head coach is not involved in much of the offensive gameplay.
It's just that maybe that's not exactly the way I would put it. I would just say that if he has some sort of veto power, or if he has the ability to kind of open up the case and push the big red button
Sure. Whenever
he wants to. And you know what happens when the big red button is pressed. That means the quarterback's going to start running 20 or 30 times a game.
Yeah, I mean, like, Scott Frost gets to call the plays again.
Right. We don't want the big red button to be pushed. So if he has the ability to do so, if he has the ability to lift the lid off of it, that's sort of where the issue comes in. I don't know if it's totally about his involvement in terms of, like, schemes and game planning and stuff like that.
I think that's all of that.
But where he hasn't been able to
let go of the reins.
Yes, is exactly that.
That's the biggest concern. I am concerned about all of it. If Mark Whipple's vision for an offense is very different.
Yeah, I want him to be the guy. Yeah.
Yes, and his vision for an offense in terms of game planning and scheming and all of those things is very different than what we've seen from Scott Frost's offense. Namely, Mark Whipple's offenses want to score points, and Scott Frost seems indifferent about that. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah.
But they're actually schematically very different. So even if it's just in game planning and schemes and things like that, I still think that's a problem if he's hands-on involved in the offense,
Yeah. Even
if it's not game day pushing the big red button.
Yeah, how they ultimately, figure that one out or sort through
if
it.
If he's not strictly in a CEO role, I think we have a problem.
That's going to answer a lot of your questions for this season. And the fact of the matter is we won't know any of those answers until we play.
Until we start seeing games.
On Northwestern.
Yeah.
That's about it. Okay, a couple things here before we take a break. First of all, Lane Kiffin en route.
On the way?
En route.
Let's go.
I have seen a picture of him in a PJ. And he is ready to roll.
It's a loaded PJ too. Look, that's a full.
We got a couple different families in there.
Oh, for sure.
And Lane had the whole suite the other night when we went up there and talked to him. And
I love it.
He was having a good time. Looks like they're bringing the whole crew back for Championship Series Game 2 today.
I gotta say, it seems pretty fun to be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah,
like it's not a bad gig.
I've been saying this on every College World Series show that I've done so far. Could you imagine just being able to say, all right, gas up the jet. Let's go to Omaha. We'll be there in an hour and a half, and we'll be back tonight by 10 o'clock, and we'll go to sleep.
Yeah, it's got to be nice.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's a nice life to have.
Lane Kiffin, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a big Lane Kiffin fan.
Being a head coach in the SEC.
Seems fun.
It does, in fact, have its perks. 1620 The Zone Life Hydration sponsor is Coors Light. Time for a hydration break, presented by Coors Light, keeping Nebraska chill. We'll come back. We'll have our... We'll get another update on the traffic and the busyness situation around here. We'll have a defensive play of the game from last night, an injury report, as we're a little over an hour away from getting you across the street to Kevin Kugler, Scott Graham, and John Bishop as we get ready for Ole Miss and Oklahoma round two at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. We'll come back with more from the Omaha Baseball Village on 1620 The Zone.
We'll be right back. Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.